Today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300
872911. Prakash, mind back, I suppose, two or three weeks ago, we were talking about the vaccination hub. Southbank, Brisbane, there was a lot of hullabaloo about that, huge numbers queuing up for their jabs. So it seemed to be very successful, way to get a hurry up with this effort to get everybody over the line, or those who want to be over the line with the jab over the line. Now, we talked about our situation here and various people said, oh, what about Bunnings? That'll be an ideal place for a hub. Michael Healy wasn't particularly interested in that and he gave various reasons why, but doesn't matter now. But he did hint there would be a central vaccination hub site. And I think a few people actually guessed, well, it could be the convention centre, but then again, that is a construction site. Well, it's not entirely given over to construction at the moment. And here's the story in the Cairns Post across page 5 today. It's under the heading CBD Hub to drive blitz of vaccines. Peter Carruthers writes, a major Cairns landmark is gearing up for a key role in the war against COVID-19 as a mass vaccination hub joins the push to hit regional targets. The convention centre will host a series of mass vaccination events held over 4 weekends beginning September 10. The Cairns local government area from Babinda to Palm Cove, according to new data released on Sunday, is falling behind in the race to get to an 80% vaccination target. Last week, 34% of the eligible Cairns population had received both COVID jabs. The national rate is 35.7%. The Premier said the continued rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine across the region had helped to keep far north Queenslanders safe during the last outbreak. Look, we'll cut to the chase here. The weekends, September 10 to 12 and September 17 to 19 have been earmarked for first doses. A reopening of the hub October 1 to 3 and October 8 to 10 would allow people to get their second jab. Now, the Health Service Chief Executive Tina Chinnery urged eligible residents yet to get the vaccine to register interest as soon as possible. Now, speaking on this matter, a gentleman who spoke on the matter itself, well, actually, when we were talking about the pharmacies embracing the opportunities to open up for the jabs several weeks ago, he's pharmacist and managing director, Cairns Doctors and Whole Life Pharmacy. Jason Christopher, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. How's yours?
Jason, how do you respond to this news? You'd be happy about this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, mate, I just see positives. Logistically, I don't know how Healy and the state government's managed to turn the convention centre into a mass vaccination hub. I don't envy them, but credit to them, mate. The sooner we can get this sort of stuff done, there are a lot of people out there with keen interest in trying to take a positive step. The issue is access and availability to that, so I think this is one of many steps that needs to be taken to get ahead of this.
All right. Well, it's interesting you say why the convention centre. I was there at an entertainment thing. I think it was the Tenners, probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago or something. And there's a big area that's completed. I mean, it's in use. So there's probably a fair bit of space available for that. Are there other issues you're concerned about with that central location, the convention centre being used as a hub?
No, not really. I think access-wise, look, there's parking around in that area. Yes, it still potentially is a little bit of a construction site, but I'm sure that they've done all their tick and flick box in the background and got it all over the line. But, look, from a medical point of view, it is very, very hard. I mean, people need to understand there needs to be sterility, there needs to be seating advocated, there needs to be fridges. All this sort of stuff logistically in the background would be monumental, including the staff and the training to get that over the line. But I'll credit to them, mate. I think for the people of Cairns, the hinterland and the far north, we just need to look at our southern cousins, John. It's terrible. I have friends, obviously, in Melbourne and Sydney, and I feel a lot of sympathy towards what they're currently going through as business owners, as family members, as school students, and those in Year 12, mate. I wouldn't wish it upon anybody, but it's just part of the times, unfortunately.
Well, the intimation of this article is that we're a bit slow off the mark. It says last week 34% of the eligible Cairns population had received both COVID jabs. The national rate, 35.7%, both COVID jabs. Well, the other parts of, I think, Australia are higher again. So, you know, as much as we are a bit behind, we're not, it's not a catastrophe. With, indeed, the hurry up here with this CBD hub, we hopefully should draw even soon with some of the better performing places in Australia.
Yeah, John, I think complacency, we've been very lucky. I've said this throughout the years. I've heard it, you know, common rhetoric on your radio. We are very, very lucky in more ways than one. We've been somewhat sheltered from the scourge that is COVID and isolation. But as a tourist hub, I'm always concerned for my family, for my customers, and for my businesses, that if we were hit with the plight of what's going on in Melbourne, you know, the longest record for lockdown in the world, some of those businesses will never recover. Lease vacancies will go through the roof, and that has a mental toll, that has an economic toll, that has a personal toll on a lot of people that live in those areas. And Sydney's in the same position. I just hate to imagine going through a Christmas where you can't socialise with family and friends and do what we normally do as Aussies. So the only way forward, I'm sorry to say, is vaccination. For whatever other gripes and issues we've got, we need to open back up. We need, you know, friends like mine, Rod, with Raging Thunder, to be able to get back on board with the tourist stuff, all the guys out there with Raging Thunder. Even my businesses themselves just need people out and doing what we normally do. And unless someone can give me a better option, the only way forward is to prevent the scourge that is COVID, and the only way at present is either isolation or vaccination. So I advocate vaccination is our safest way forward, and we got to get access to vaccines. Pharmacies are doing it right now. I know Whole Life's rolling it all out, live pharmacies. I can't speak for most of our discount drugstore, as well. We just got to take a positive step, or I hate to say it, we may one day end up with what's going on with ourselves and cousins, and I don't want that. I definitely don't want that.
There you go. Now, to get the vaccine over these 4 weekends, they're asking people to register interest as soon as possible. It says if you want to get vaccinated, you need to go online and register your interest. But then it goes on to say this new temporary centre will cater for bookings and walk-ins, and will progressively ramp up as vaccine supply increases to administer a combined 18,000 doses over the 4 weekends. So that's interesting, even though it says, they want you to register interest online, but they'll also cater for walk-ins. And for some people who are allergic to the internet, that's probably encouraging news.
Yeah, look, good luck to them if they're going to manage that. I would definitely advocate err on the side of caution with walk-ins. It just causes logistical nightmares. So if you can and you're internet savvy, there is an internet address there at the bottom to get online and register. Look, people, it might take 5-10 minutes of your time to get online and do that, and maybe an hour out of your day to get vaccinated to start with and follow on. But it could save a massive scourge on Cairns as a region, any hinterlands in the coming months. So I advocate, proactive stuff. Please take a positive step, get online, book. Try and get down there and let's do something positive for our region.
Good to talk to you, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's the pharmacist and managing director, Cairns Doctors and Whole Life Pharmacy. Now, I'll just give you that contact. Here it is. Anyone aged 12 and over is now eligible to register their interest by visiting health.qld.gov.au/vaccine bookings. It's 18 to 10.